Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We got to talk to our man Joe Patrick. He covers the Falcons for us on a daily basis. He's been up there all day. We want to start with Kirk Cousins making his way into the building
on 2 feet.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Patrick, there seemed to be this reaction about some people. We're not pointing out any names.
Leave me out of this conversation, Carl.
That were concerned about how Cousins was walking into the building because the video that was originally put out only was knees up, so you couldn't see the feet. Tell us, Kirk Cousins. Tell our audience. Tell Falcon fans he's fine. He's walking fine.
He is. I was not there to see him today, but all throughout, even prior to this, throughout OTAs, I was actually surprised by just the lack of kind of any kind of limp, first of all, let alone kind of like protective measures or kind of like tape jobs. I'm sure he has one, but it wasn't anything that's super noticeable. So I'm telling you, like, he is way ahead, I think, of where everybody thought he probably would be at this point, including himself.
Now the question is, are we going to see this guy? Now, only time will tell, but do you think that it wouldn't be out of the norm that we would maybe just not get to see him on television, but you'll have him in those scrimmage controls, the controlled scrimmages like in Miami and Ravens, but we're only going to get to see Heinicke and Michael Penix Jr.?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I doubt that we'll see him in a preseason game. I think there is just a lot of potentially optical bad things that would go wrong, and on not just optics, but situations that could really cause this team a disturbance. So I don't see it happening. He's a guy who's been around the block so long that I don't think anybody should really have any qualms about if he's going to be ready to go on week one. He, more than anybody else, is going to be ready to go on week one. And I think you could make the case that maybe Ridder should have gotten more preseason action because he didn't have that experience, but I don't think there's anything to worry about Kirk Cousins in terms of getting preseason action.
Joe, I just retweeted on social media the Kadero Hodge video of the Falcons' new locker room. It looks completely different.
It is insane. Insane. I mean, this Falcons locker room, it was some bare bones stuff to put it nicely before this, and low ceiling. I would kind of joke with some of the players, like, they've ruined their basketball shots when they play basketball in there because the ceilings were too low and it would flatten out their arc. But now, I mean, it is incredible. It's got really cool lighting, like there's like really cool Falcons decor hanging down from the ceiling. The individual lockers are just an incredible upgrade. I mean, there are most colleges in the country probably had better locker rooms than the Falcons had last year. And, there are some positive side, factors that come out of having kind of, a very low-tech locker room, to say the least. Matt Ryan actually paid for the sound system to be put in there back in the day. I believe after he got his rookie contract, he installed the sound system in the Falcons locker room. I don't think any Falcons player is going to have to be paying for sound systems anymore, video systems, or anything else. This one seems to have it all.
Hey, man, it's our man Smoking Joe Patrick. He's up there again, giving us the lowdown on what the Falcons got cooking. We'll see these guys in pads. Everything's got to start slowly. We know it's basically just shells. And then Carl and I were pointing out to the audience, no more two-a-days. Those things are as dead as the dodo.
Yeah.
But how tough is this team going to be? I mean, we saw what the Rams were all about. We know what Raheem Morris wants to do. Can Jimmy Lake's defense get after the quarterback?
Yeah, can they get after the quarterback? That's going to be a huge topic. And I think just across the defense, not even just getting after the quarterback, but just like how well is this team going to play defense overall? If you look at some of the advanced statistics, the advanced metrics, the DVOAs and those kinds of things, they are very, very low on this Falcons defense. A lot of that is because you're really relying on a lot of inexperienced players and players who frankly haven't produced, whether, in that throughout their careers or to what we would expect through guys like, Arnold Ebukadi or Troy Anderson, because he was obviously injured last year. So there are guys on this defense that have a lot to prove. But, Mike, when you talk about them being like a physical team, I would put that on the offense too. And, Sean McVay had a great interview yesterday that he did with The Athletic, and he was just talking about the balance of trying to get your team as best prepared and ready to play throughout training camp, but also have them be that, keep that physical edge, that physical attitude, because that's really at the building blocks of what makes good football teams. The best football teams have always been physical ones. Even if they're kind of known for scoring points or having a finesse game, they've always been able to really kind of, you know, impose their physicality on the opponent. And I think that that's going to be one of the keys for Raheem Morris to establish in this training camp.
We're talking with Joe Patrick, guys. Falcons report today. We're live at Hooters in Buford, hanging out with you guys. And, Joe, as we get ready for camp to start tomorrow, what do you think the message is going to be from Raheem? I don't think it changes too much from what we've heard, but for those who haven't heard it, what has it been?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much different at all either. I think there's going to be a huge, you know, emphasis on competing and just, you know, playing like there's something to win. Something that Chris Lindstrom said today, you know, it's one of those simple things, but I really think that he means it, and it might strike at something deeper to this team, which is that, you know, he's like, you play to win the games, right? Like you don't just, like, play. You don't just go out there to have a good time and whatnot. And this team has not won enough games. I know not as many as they feel like they should have, especially last year, obviously. So, I mean, I think there's something deep, you know, kind of going on there in terms of, like, let's get our energy up for these practices. And, guys, what's interesting about this training camp for Raheem Morris is that there's actually about five less full practices on the schedule through what is about the same period of time that Arthur Smith would have had last year. I think part of that's down to the fact that you're not trying to get a quarterback ready to start his first NFL season. But the other aspect is I think that Raheem Morris wants these guys to be as well rested as possible. But I think that that's where it gets it's really important to kind of strike that right note. When you are practicing, you're going kind of full tilt, right? You know, you're not taking anything off. And, you know, make sure those guys aren't on the field. And there's going to be plenty of competition that happens on both sides of the ball.
So, man, Smoking Joe Patrick. We're live here at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Duke's Bell will be here tomorrow and Friday as well, getting you ready for Falcons camp. All right, big boy, we spent the entire offseason, Joe, talking about our cornerback room, and they seem to be happy. There's three guys right now you could get probably on one-year deals with a lot of experience.
Still out there.
And they're there. And I would imagine every day they get cheaper. And even if you want to just throw some money at Patrick Peterson, he's probably better than everything else out there, as Clark Phillips learns, other than A.J. Terrell. So are we going to see someone else brought into camp, or they're sticking with that room?
I think this is the room. I think that if they wanted to have done that, I think they would have already made the moves, done some of the things with some of the other players' contracts, like doing some restructures potentially on some of these guys, whether that be a Grady Jarrett or a Jake Matthews or who it might be, to then open up enough cash for them to come and make a competitive offer for one of those guys. And, you know, this is the gamble that they're taking. And to me, it kind of speaks to even what they did in the draft with Michael Penix, where it's kind of centered around this theme of, like, we're not going to push too many of our chips in one given year. Our plan is to be very competitive, you know, be a division championship level team for a very long period of time. And if we can do that, then, you know, in a certain year where you get some emerging players that break out or you have good injury luck, then you can actually have those opportunities where you push for a Super Bowl. And I think that just having not gone out at that position tells me that they're just kind of, you know, not getting out over their skis in terms of where they go financially, because they want this thing to be a very long-term project. And, yeah, nothing spoke to that like what they did with the quarterback position this offseason.
And we were talking earlier, just when do you think? Think the A.J. Terrell deal gets done, like, this week?
I would think that happens earlier. I would have thought it happened at this point. Since it has not happened at this point, I kind of think that maybe there's something they want to see from him once they get into the season. You know, he played in a very man-heavy scheme. They're going to more of a zone scheme, which, you know, could help him. Or maybe there's just something they want to see out of him. There's also, you know, the fact that I think that he's probably asking for about as much money as any cornerback makes in the NFL right now, because every team just got their salary caps injected by $30 million, and that's why we're seeing these record contracts being signed all over the league for these new positions, whether it was Goff or Lawrence or Antoine Winfield. Like, all these guys are getting record deals, and I think that, you know, that money is going to become a sticking point in terms of how valuable he is to the squad. But I certainly think that they want to get something done, and I think ultimately they will.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays. If we get into the season, though, Joe, to your point, then he's been told that you got to play this out, and this is kind of a prove it more year for him. And I say more, right. I think they believe in him. I think, you know, conversations are being had right now between his agent and the Falcons. But I also think you're right about that is a real possibility. And by the way, if they do that, Mike, I dig it. because you're setting a foundation right. moving forward for some other guys. But hey, if you're not proving it to the degree that we want, you're yeah. not getting a new deal.
I mean, Tyson Campbell signed a 4-year deal, $76 million. It comes out to around $19 million and change. But he's got more interceptions.
You got to.
I mean, turnovers. You're a corner. The Falcons have a tradition of some pretty good cornerbacks that got after the ball. And no disrespect to Westlake High's AJ Terrell, but maybe this scheme gets more results. But I'm with you. There's no reason that gun to your head. Yeah. You got to pay him.
Yeah, I think that in a zone scheme, he does have an opportunity to make more plays, make more of those big impact turnover kinds of plays that you would suggest would reward a player for that much money that he's looking for.
All right, Joe, we're going to see you tomorrow. Camp officially starts. I mean, guys reporting today. We just wanted to get the vibe. But I will ask you this before we let you go. Mm-hmm. Real excitement.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In the building, isn't there?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think these guys just cannot wait. And so much, like you said, with the locker room stuff, just all the improvements that are going into the squad, into the facilities, into everything. I think everybody is really excited. And I think that this organization, because you have a figurehead of the team like Kirk Cousins, who's kind of like a true executive there, I think that the rest of the entire organization feels that impact and has so much confidence in the organization because of it.
All right, my man. Great stuff, as always. We will see you up there tomorrow as things get underway. And, by the way, follow Joe, man. He's going to be putting out a lot of great stuff in regards to the Falcons and keeping up with, who's on the field and what's happening, because we know most of you guys will not be able to be there at practice this year. So make sure you follow Joe. Joe, thanks so much, man.
Yep. Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.